And now, the tale of King Arthur, as told by a redneck.
So y'all listen up now, you hear? Well, Arthur Pendragon was a good old boy. He roamed the wild woods on the island of Britain. He killed boars and deers with bows and arrows. He'd wipe his butt with grass when he was done taking a dump. Till one day Arthur met up with this old hippie dude who said he was a wizard named Merlin. And he gave Arthur some magic mushrooms. Pretty soon his mind was wheeling and whirling. After that, Arthur was convinced that Merlin had powers, so he applied to be a hippie apprentice. But Merlin grabbed the classifieds and showed him an ad for a position just a tad more pretentious. Wanted king, said the classified ad, qualifications full of sword from a stone. So Arthur got out his Canada Beauty 40. Next thing you know, he's sitting on the throne. Not the white porcelain one, the kind that don't flush. Well, Arthur had it all except he wanted a missus, so he headed on down to the bar. Some hoochie named Guinevere showed him her hooters, so he married her right then and there. But Arthur's sister Morgan was the jealous kind. She didn't take too kindly to competition. So she got him drunk and he got her knocked up, and pretty soon there was a brand new addition. Guinevere was getting some on the side too. Even duct tape couldn't keep her legs together. She fell for a knight who slipped her the lance a lot, till Arthur found him together in whips and chains and leather. The whole sordid tale ends with Arthur's son Mordred challenging his pa to a duel. They got out their banjos and played to their deaths. Fate, it seems, can sometimes be cruel. But Morgan knew a guy who knew cryogenics, so off to Avalon the ladies did adjourn. They took Arthur's body with them for to revive him, so someday the king will return. Thank you very much.